was generally known as a horse, mm-hmm. and was called with that name. And if it was a mare or the female, it was mm-hmm. generally called a mare. Mm-hmm. And then the male that had not been changed was called a stud.
Mm-hmm. Any other expressions people use to mean change?
Castration.
Uh-huh. Any other common? Of what would you say if you're talking about, say, a hog? You'd say you were going to
castrate the hog.
Uh-huh. And the male sheep is called a
ram.
Okay. What about the female?
E.
Okay. Do people have sheep around here?
Very few.
Mm-hmm. What do people usually raise sheep for?
For the wool, generally. Of course, some people like lamb for eating mm-hmm. purposes. I never could like it myself.
Mm-hmm.
But for the wool, it's more what it used to be raised for more than anything else.
Mm-hmm. And the animals that you get bacon from are called?
Hogs.
And when they're first born, you call them?
Pigs.
And then when they get a little older?
It's either a sow.
Mm-hmm.
A bearer is a changed male.
Mm-hmm.
And the unchanged male is known as the boar.
Mm-hmm. Was that word boar sort of bad to use too?
Yes, I think the main reason that people didn't like to use these words in the past is the same as it was about sex. Mm-hmm. You never heard sex mentioned
mm-hmm.
in public. Many times it wasn't used in the home at all.
Mm-hmm.
And due to the fact that when you had a male of any kind,
mm-hmm.
that is used for breeding purposes, I think that was one of the things that the people mm-hmm. didn't use that name publicly too much for.
Well, they just say male hog or something?
Try not to use it any more than usual. Or
mm-hmm.
it was spoken, the men generally did the most of the breeding.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't mind speaking among themselves
mm-hmm.
about them. But when it comes to speaking in public or
mm-hmm.
with ladies, they refrain from using it.
Mm-hmm. What about the female, you said a sow, but what about a female hog that's never had pigs? She'd be called a?
A gilt.
And a half-grown hog, between the size of?
Shoat.
Okay. About how big is the shoat?
Well, it could range anywhere from 25 pounds up to, say, 50, 75 pounds.
Mm-hmm. And the stiff hairs that a hog has on its back?
No, on its bristles.
Okay. What about the teeth?
You mean the big teeth?
Uh-huh.
The males are the only one that has these as tushes.
Uh-huh. And what you put the food in for the hogs, those would be called?
Trough.
And
hog trough.
Huh?
Hog trough.
And if you had three or four of those, you'd say you had three or four?
Hog troughs.
And what about a hog that's grown up wild?
He's a wild hog.
You know those skinny ones with the long snout?
Piney wood rooter? Is that okay. What you want?
They had those around here?
Oh, yes. You used to have the piney wood rooter.
And say the noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned.
He blates.
Okay. What about the noise that a cow makes?
She lows.
And a horse?
She nickers. Some people say if they're whinnying horse.
Uh-huh. And how would you call a cow to get her to come in out of the pasture?
Sioux cow.
But go ahead and do it like you're calling
it. Sioux cow. But now we call them different.
Mm-hmm.
We train our dairy cows now. We whistle for them.